So again, taking a moment to find a comfortable meditative posture, whether sitting or standing or kneeling. Taking a few moments to really arrive in the body and get that felt sense of the whole body sitting or standing. And because we're cultivating equanimity, this balance of heart and mind, really connecting with that sense of support and stability from the ground beneath your feet, your legs, and the support of the bench or the cushion or the chair beneath your sitting bones. Tuning into any sense of stability and support and balance, groundedness. Sitting like a mountain, strong and stable, upright, alert, and at ease. And then stabilizing the attention on the experience of breathing for a few moments. Simply resting on the rhythm of the breath coming into the body and leaving the body. Rising and falling. In and out. Inviting the body to settle and the heart mind to settle, come into ease, find calm. Not forcing or straining, simply settling into whatever sense of ease and calm may be available to you right now. As you rest on the simple knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. Thank you. And then from this basic stability, to whatever extent it's available to you, beginning to scroll the mind back through the experience of your life so far, bringing to mind any particular challenges, difficulties, pain or distress that there may have been in your life. Gently touching in to the memories of hard times, of the 10,000 sorrows. Times of ill health, sickness, aging, loss, relationship distress, family challenges, anything at all, any difficulties, any of the 10,000 sorrows. Just touching into the memory, acknowledging, knowing these phases of challenge in this human life. And then moving to the other side of the scale, the other side of the balance. Moving towards the 10,000 joys. And bringing to mind any moments of happiness, of success, of good fortune. Some of the aspects of your life that you may have appreciated in the mudita practice. Touching into and acknowledging the 10,000 joys. Opening to and acknowledging any times in your life where you experienced happiness and success, good fortune, perhaps joy. And then as you survey the whole arc of your life, including the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows, bringing the wisdom perspective of equanimity in, understanding that all human beings are subject to both sorrow and joy, that none of this is personal, all of it is impermanent. And resting in the balance of equanimity, finding that middle point, the capacity to experience the full spectrum of life. Noticing right now, in this very moment, whatever might be present in the body, the heart, the mind. May I open to how it is right now, because this is how it is right now. Noticing any responses in the body, heart, mind that may be non-equanimity. Any resistance or edges, any obstacles, anything you feel may be getting in the way. And reconnecting to this capacity for balance, spaciousness and ease. Whatever is going on right now, may I open to how it is right now. Because this is how it is right now. Gently scanning through the body and tuning into this quality of equanimity, perhaps manifesting as calm or ease, openness, spaciousness, balance, stability, groundedness. However it may be showing up for you, learning to recognize this refined and subtle state of ease and balance. Whenever you recognize some kind of movement away from equanimity, any kind of reaction of wanting, not wanting, resisting or clinging, seeing if you can open even to that. May I accept how it is right now? Because this is how it is right now. learning how to accept non-acceptance. Opening to the ease of equanimity. Not forcing or straining or manufacturing ease, simply settling back and receiving your experience exactly as it is. The breath coming and going, sounds coming and going, bodily sensations coming and going. Thoughts and emotions and moods and mind states coming and going. All of it known in the field of awareness with this balanced heart-mind. May open to how it is right now, because this is how it is right now. not forcing or straining, simply settling back and receiving experience exactly as it is. The breath coming and going, physical sensations coming and going, sounds coming and going, thoughts coming and going, emotions and moods and mind states coming and going, all of it known by the field of awareness, nothing to hold on to, nothing to push away. Simply opening to how it is right now, because this is how it is right now. Remembering the analogy of the Hubble telescope, tuning into the faintest flicker of ease, of non-reactivity. Of ease and calm and peace. Noticing how equanimity registers in the body and the heart and the mind. Noticing those moments when there is no wanting, no not wanting. Freedom from greed, freedom from hatred, freedom from ignorance. equanimity leading all the way to the highest freedom, nibbana. May we all know the highest peace of nibbana. Thank you for your practice. Once again, we have time for walking. And as you walk, you might like to keep tuning into where are you drawn? Where are you repelled? Where does the attention go to? Where does it pull away from? Seeing if you can stay in that middle space. And then notice what takes you out of that balance and calm and ease, even as you walk. Thank you, and we'll see you back here at 2:30.